headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Amy presenting your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, the University of Queensland has just acquired the hottest furnace in the southern hemisphere with plans to make space tech. The furnace reaches 3,000 degrees Celsius, more than half of the temperature of the sun, and is used to manufacture parts of hypersonic jets. Hypersonic's launch system is one of the two Queensland-based space companies which are already using UQ's facilities with plans to launch an unmanned hypersonic aircraft called DART in 2024. Their goal is to create a jet-powered vehicle that can fly back to Earth and land in order to be reused, leaving less spaces junk circling the globe. The furnace will be an important tool in making this spacecraft in reality. In national news, wild wind rifted a roof of a Sydney shop, destroying homes and fallen trees across the road overnight. SES Duty Operation Coordinator Ashley Pearson says, quoted, "We have about 3 to 4 reports of homes with roofs blown partially or some shop with the roof blown totally off, but no reports of injuries or major infrastructure damage. The windy weather has caused a disruption at Sydney Airport, with a large number of domestic flights cancelled or delayed, but no international flights have been affected. Sydney Airport urges passengers to check the status of their flight before going to the airport." In international news, North Korea has unveiled a new tactical nuclear attack submarine in a submarine launching ceremony on Wednesday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said arming the Navy with nuclear weapons is an important task, and the ceremony marks a new chapter for strengthening the Navy force of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. North Korea has tested fire a number of long-range submarine-launched ballistic missiles, but it's still unclear whether they have fully developed the nuclear warheads to feed such missiles. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to forgeableset.org.au to read more.
Arriving from Sunkist, California, Sun Little Tuis' new album